Hello on a Monday. It's Pastor Bob. Just had an amazing Sabbath yesterday. It was full of the Spirit from beginning to end. It was amazing. But now it's Monday, right? And we're back at it. It's our 11th day of Lent. It's just a day that we can reflect and find some calmness and peace and quiet in, even if it's just for these 7 or 8 minutes or so. Our devotion today, and we're back to John Pavlovich's book, Rise. We're at number 11, the 11th day of Lent. It's called Distance Demons. This is, I know I'm complimenting every devotion we read, but this is good stuff. This is good stuff, and it's about a Bible story I love when Jesus goes to the Gerasenes to encounter the Gerasene demoniac. Remember, that's the story when the first thing he says is, "What's your name?" And the demoniac says, "My name is Legion, for I have many demons, a legion of demons." We're going to hear a little excerpt from the scripture, the Gospel of Mark, and then we'll go into the devotion. Take some time to listen. This is well worth it and probably applies to more of us than we might think. Distance demons. The scripture is the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Mark 5, 1 through 5. Here's the gospel. They went across the lake to the region of the Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an impure spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain, for he had often been chained hand and foot. But he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day, among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. Here's John Pavlovich's devotion today. In my 3-decade battle with depression, one of the things I've learned about what I call that lingering sadness is the way it places distance, both geographic and emotional, between myself and the people around me. When the despair comes and my thoughts spiral into familiar places of criticism and condemnation, I instinctively pull away from others in order to not burden them with my less than pleasant mood. Initially, I might feel some relief at being spared the awkward interactions. But eventually, the lack of interaction brings a loneliness that actually exacerbates the sadness. The silence and solitude force me to fill in the gaps with the voice in my head that tells me I'm a failure or a fraud, and that makes me retreat further. It may or may not be an unclean spirit, but it's definitely a real pain. I've read or heard this story hundreds of times in my life, and for the first 400 or so, it was about a guy possessed by a demon and getting released from it amid jagged stones and flying pigs. I don't experience it that way anymore. Now, it's about a sacred and hurting human being whose head is a frightening place and whose pain pushes him to an isolation that is not healthy or sustainable. I get that guy. The healing comes to him, and with it comes a pull back into community. Or maybe it's the other way around. When he is fully seen and fully known, he is able to find the peace that had eluded him while he was alone. There is something injurious about prolonged separation, and something deeply medicinal about community, the way intimacy with other people brings healing like nothing else can. There are certainly times when solitude can restore us. But in the times when our heads become hazardous and despair lingers, the real demon may be the distance that we need to cast out. Amen. And may God have blessings on the hearing and reading of today's devotion. This one might be worth a second listen. God bless you. Have a blessed Monday. We'll be back tomorrow.